Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we have a special NFL Week 8 game preview between the Green Bay Packers and the Buffalo Bills. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on Instagram at 100 Football and on LinkedIn. And, of course, our podcast, Football Anywhere List Podcast, with episodes pretty much every single day. So, once again, thank you again for all your continued support. Looking at this game here, very interesting. The Packers coming in 3-4 on the season, losers of three in a row. Their last effort was a 23-21 loss against the Washington Commanders. In that ball game, Aaron Rodgers, 23 of 35 passing, 194, two touchdowns, no interceptions, not sacked any at all. The running game, not much going on. 12 carries for 38 yards total between Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And the receiving corps, Alan Lazard, 6 catches for 55. And Aaron Jones in the backfield led the way, 9 catches for 53 yards. Aaron Jones did get 2 touchdowns receiving, though. On the defense, right, the defense, like I said, gave up 23 points, but just not good enough. Leading the way was Quay Walker with 13 total tackles. Devondre Campbell behind him with 12, and Rasul Douglas had 10, as well as Adrian Amos. As a team, one sack, give that one to Kingsley Inagbury, and 6 tackles for loss with 6 pass defenders as well. Devondre Campbell decided, hey, you know what, I'm going to get me an interception, and as well as a pick 6, and that's exactly what he did. One INT, took to the house for 63 yards. But like I said, not quite enough to get the win over the Commanders and giving the Packers another loss, their third straight. Meanwhile, flip things over to Buffalo with the Bills. Big win, 24-20 over the Kansas City Chiefs in a rematch everyone's looking forward to, and it lived up to it, man. In that game for Buffalo, they had a solid performance. Josh Allen, 27 of 40 passing, 329 yards, 3 touchdowns, only sacked once with no interceptions. The running game did very well. Also, Devin Singletary, 17 carries for 85. Josh Allen as well got it done with the legs, 12 carries for 32. The receiving corps, Stephon Diggs, surprise, surprise, your top receiver, 10 catches for 148 yards and one got into the end zone once. Gabe Davis has had a really good past year, I would say, in total, especially with Buffalo kind of breaking out a little bit. 3 catches for 74, got a touchdown as well. And Dawson Knox, the tight end, got in the end zone as well. Eyes for the defense, only give up 20 points to Patrick Mahomes and company. That is a win in my books. Jermaine Edmonds, 10 tackles, led the way with Damar Hamlin behind him. 3 sacks, 2 of those go to Von Miller, the guy they paid a lot of money to this offseason, and it paid off when it mattered most in the big games. Shaq Lawson got the other. 4 tackles for a loss, 5 passes defended, and 2 interceptions against Patrick Mahomes. Both of those, you get Taron Johnson and Kaiir Elam getting those. So a big, big, big win for Buffalo puts them at 5-1 on the season. Now they are winners of 3 straight, while the Packers are losers of 3 straight. So looking at this ball game, it's a tough matchup, but I think I got to go with the Bills in this one. I think that they've just looked a little bit too good, and the Packers have a lot of issues they still need to figure out. I mean, you got guys calling people out, guys who aren't performing as well as they should, and I think the Buffalo is just on the complete opposite spectrum of that, guys who are looking great. guys who you might not have thought were going to have great seasons are having really good years. So give me the win in this one. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills taking the W. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills 37 and the Green Bay Packers 24. I just think Buffalo's got too good of an offense, and I think they're going to show that this upcoming ball game. So if you enjoyed the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, we go live each Thursday week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to your shows. I'm your host, Logan Landers. We will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. We'll see you.
Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, doing a very special NFL Week 8 game preview between the Las Vegas Raiders and the New Orleans Saints. So if you enjoy the video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, on LinkedIn as well. And our podcast, available Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your shows. Now, this is a very special episode for me, myself personally, because this will be my last video for 100th Football for the foreseeable future. I am headed off. I'm going into the news industry. I'm going to be with Access WDUN out there in Gainesville, Georgia, AM 550, FM 102.9. So if you're in the surrounding area, please, if you feel like it, come join me on the news journey, talking real world events, leaving the sports behind for the time being. And it's going to be it's a fun, exciting journey. And I just want to say before we get started, thank you to everyone who supported me by liking, commenting, sharing my shows that I've done with myself, with Jeremiah Long, with Vince Turner, with the whole cast and crew that we have here on 100th Football. It's been a tremendous run. Sad to go, but I'm excited for the new journey in my life personally. But like I said, I just want to give a big thank you to everyone on the crew. Ronnie Keebler, of course. Vincent Turner, who's brought me in, helped me develop my voice. Jeremiah Long, who's done so much for me, not just on the screen, but off the screen as well. And all the guests we've had on, Daniel Kelly, Mark Mancini, whoever we've had on, other guests who might just came on for a one-off, it's been a tremendous pleasure, and I can't wait. You know, I thank you all once again for the support. And like I said, if you want to check me out talking some news, check me out over there. Like I said, WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia, AM 550, FM 102.9. But let's get into this one. Las Vegas and the New Orleans Saints. The Raiders, 2-4 on the year. Bit of a slow start, 3 losses on the year, but winners of 2 of their last 3. Took on the Houston Texans and had a big win, 38-20 in total. My goodness, they were putting up points in bunches. On the day, Derek Carr, 21-27 passing, 241 yards, 1 touchdown, no interception. Only sacked 1 time. Very good performance for him. The running game, though, was the real story. Josh Jacobs, 20 carries for 143 yards with 3 touchdowns. He's having a monster season, man, in a year in which I think Vegas might need to give him some money afterwards. We'll see. The receiving corps leading the way, of course, was the big acquisition, Devontae Adams. 8 catches for 95 yards. Hunter Renfrow behind him had a nice day, 3 catches for 55. Now, looking at the defense, only give up 20 points. The defense has struggled at times this season for Vegas, but they did get the win in this one, held them down. Divine Diablo, 11 tackles in total, led the way with Jonathan Abram with 8 behind him. As team, 1 sack, credit those to Cleveland Farrell and Chandler Jones, half a sack a pop. Three tackles for loss, 3 passes defended, and 1 INT coming from Daron Harmon, who decided, you know what, I'm going to take that back to the end zone for a pick 6 for 73 yards. So big win for the Raiders, a much-needed win. And, you know, as soon as they lost those 3 straight, everyone was calling for their new coach, Josh McDaniels, head. They said, we don't want him here. He's not doing us any good. But winners of 2 of 3, it's not going to be an easy matchup, though, against the Saints. And the Saints, another team who a lot of people thought would be better than they are currently. I thought they'd be at a better record than what they are at the moment. Right now, sitting at a record of 2-5, which is 3rd in the NFC South. They have lost 2 in a row. Overall, they've lost 5 of their last 6. So a tough, tough run at it lately for New Orleans. We all know, of course, Jameis Winston's out, so Andy Dalton has stepped in as quarterback. In the game against the Arizona Cardinals, the game they lost 42-34. Dalton 30-47, 4 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions. That is not going to help at all. The running game, Alvin Kamara seemingly just has struggled a little bit this year, not the hottest start. And this game was not much any different. 11 carries for 49 yards on the day, led the team. The receiving corps, Chris Olave, who's been a nice acquisition they got in the draft. 7 catches for 106. No Michael Thomas either, of course. We know he's also on the injured list. And as for the defense, Pete Werner led the way with 7 tackles on the day. As a team, they did have 2 sacks. Give one of those to DeMario Davis. And credit the air one to Cam Jordan. 8 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 2 passes defended, and no INTs for the Saints. So looking at this game, 2 teams who are struggling, who are trying to get back close to that 500 record. And for me, I got to go with the Vegas Raiders on this one. Man, I think that Las Vegas has the better team at the moment, less injuries, a more healthier squad. So I'm going to go give me the Las Vegas Raiders in this one, 37. I got them scoring high, right, 37. And the New Orleans Saints, 28. High-scoring ball game is going to be a fun one this upcoming week, the day before Halloween on Sunday. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. And it's going to be a fun time, man. But like I said, if you enjoy it, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We're live Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know the deal by now. We go live everywhere. Podcasts, episodes, videos, anywhere you can think of. We have a lot of fun here. Like I said, my final video for the time being, like I said, I'm not saying goodbye forever, just for a while. And once again, thank you for everyone for supporting me along the way. I'm excited for this new journey. Once again, thank you to everyone, all the cast and crew involved at 100s Football, Vincent Turner, Ronnie Keebler, Jeremiah Long, Bobby Butler, Coach Kevin Jones, we missed you here, and so many more who I've been with along the way in these last 2+ years. It's been a heck of a journey, and I thank you once again. So until the next time, like I said, check out Jeremiah, Vincent, all them on the next episode. And it's like I said, if you want to check me out, WDUN in Gainesville, AM 550, FM 102.9. Goodbye, everyone. We'll talk to you again soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.